Most people across the world pray to God. They ask for things from God. You know, whether it is Christians in the Western world or whether it is Hindus or different people from different religion, the practice of prayer and having a connection with God and asking for things from God is a common trait in human beings. If we actually look around the world objectively and see how many people who pray actually receive what they are praying for, then we will understand that there is something that we are missing. Of course, for this, atheists say there is nothing called God. But from the Vedantic worldview, the idea of God itself is very different. So today we will understand what God is and how to live our ideal life, a life of clarity, purpose, abundance, and fulfillment by the understanding of that infinite intelligence or God. You know, the topic for this particular video is that God respects our choices. So we have the saying within Advaita Conscious Society, which goes like this: God honors your choices, not your prayers. Now, this is a very, very deep statement, and there are different levels to it which we will explore today. But by the end, we will understand exactly what is holding us back and why our prayers do not get answered and what to actually do about it to live a life that we actually want to live. So, first we need to understand that each and every one of us, right, as individuals, have an identity or swabhava, right? This is our ego. Now, this swabhava is who we are. And this swabhava has various components to it. We have our thoughts, our emotions, our belief systems, our deeper tendencies or samskaras. All of it put together is one swabhava or one identity. Now, what we need to understand is that we are not just one being as we think. Within ourselves, we are fragmented. We have different aspects to who we are. There is the body, there is the mind. Within the mind, there is manas, buddhi, ahankara, chitta. There is our emotions. There is our intellect. And apart from this, there is also a deeper aspect to us at a causal level, which we will not get into today. But through all of this, we hold different things within us, right? We think different thoughts. We feel different emotions. We hold different belief systems. So, within this identity or swabhava, there are so many thoughts, so many emotions, and so many belief systems that are currently present. Now, each of these thoughts and each of these belief systems, you need to look at them as a choice that you're making. Then everything else will make sense for you. Now, let's say this person, let's call him Arjun, right? This person has a particular identity or swabhava, which is his nature, which is who he is as a person, because of which he thinks a certain kinds of thoughts, he feels a certain kinds of emotions, and he believes certain things deeply within himself. Now, whether he thinks different thoughts and holds different belief systems, consciously or unconsciously, doesn't matter. But each thought and each belief system is like a choice that he is making. Now, let's uncover his situation. He has a goal for his life, which is a short-term goal, which is he wants to build a house for his family, right? He wants to purchase a house or build a house for his family, and he wishes to live an abundant life, a life free of scarcity and stress. This is his desire. Now, on one level, he's holding his intention, right? On the level of the mind, he has this intention and he has made this choice to build a house. But at the same time, in the deeper levels of his mind, he might have different belief systems. He might believe that the economy is bad right now, right? And he might believe that it is difficult to build a house. And he might also believe that based on his current income, it is not possible for him to build a home or buy a home. Now, on one level, he's asking for a house, and on the deeper levels, he himself believes that it is not possible. So let's understand what's happening here, right? Every single thing that he thinks and that he chooses to believe is a choice that he is making. On the conscious level, he is making a choice of building a house for himself. But on the deeper levels, he has made a choice that it is not possible because of his situation. This is a common pattern in most of us. On the surface, we talk about achieving great things, we talk about doing great things. But at the deeper level, we have certain belief systems and choices that we have made unconsciously that are holding us back. And in this confusion, the prayer will not get answered and he will not be able to build his house because he himself has chosen not to. So it is not that God is not answering our prayers. From the worldview of Vedanta, God is nothing but the infinite consciousness or the infinite intelligence that is in and through everything, that is in and through all things, including ourselves. That is why the Chandogya Upanishad says, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Every aspect of this existence is that intelligence or God, and that God has the power to make anything possible because it is infinite potential and that is within us, and that has the power to bring us what we need at the right time, and it has the power to make our ideal life possible. But are we allowing ourselves to live that reality is the question. This is why Shri Krishna says in the 6th chapter, 6th verse, Bhanduratmat manastasya enatmaivatmanajitaha anatmanastu shatratve vartetatmaiva shatruvat. And this is the guiding principle for us at Advaita Conscious Society. And we have an elaborate 6-month journey for senior professionals and entrepreneurs where we just focus on this singular aspect of working on ourselves and our swabhava at a deep level to make transformation possible. Because Krishna says in this verse that you yourself are holding you back. Nobody is holding you back. God is not against you. The world is not against you. You are against yourself. And if you conquer yourself, you are your best ally and you will be able to live the life that you wish to live. But if you fail to do so, and if you cannot conquer yourself at all levels, at the level of the body, at the level of the mind, at the level of the emotions, intellect, and the deeper aspects of our being, if we do not conquer ourselves and if we do not address our own thoughts and belief systems at a very deep level, and if we do not make them congruent with our ideal life, then our ideal life is never possible for us. So this is what is happening. What is happening is that on one level, we all choose a happy life, a fulfilled life, a life of abundance. But on a deeper level, we talk about how the economy is bad, how AI is taking over everything, and how it is difficult to buy a house or live a fruitful life and we have accepted at a deeper level that stress, anxiety, and poverty, and all that stuckness that we go through is normal. And it is a part of my life. We ourselves have chosen this reality that we are experiencing. So just think about the reality that you are experiencing right now. What is happening around you? Whatever it is, your financial situation, how your relationships are, how your health is, each and everything you have chosen yourself. Now, it might be very difficult to accept this because you would say, why will I choose such a reality for myself? The problem is you are doing it unconsciously. And Vedanta explains the cause of this unconscious identity or swabhava, and that is karma, right? Vedanta says we have lived thousands of lifetimes in thousands of forms in different bodies and in different minds, and we have accumulated memory and data from all these lifetimes. Apart from that, there is our parental conditioning, the influence that we get from our parents when they raise us. And then there is the societal conditioning, how society conditions us to think in a certain way, how society conditions us to have these belief systems that keep us at a mediocre level. Then after this comes our education system, which is broken, which is simply training us to be employees and live an average life. All of it put together has given rise to your current swabhava or identity. And based on your current identity, you currently have chosen a certain kind of reality to live. And most of us have chosen this reality unconsciously. Now that you are aware of this, now that you are aware that you yourself have chosen this reality that you're experiencing based on your unconscious beliefs, what you need to do is to go deep within yourself and work on yourself at different levels. You need to address your identity and swabhava. You need to address your deep-seated belief systems. You need to address all the choices that you have made unconsciously and then change them and transform them so that they are in congruence with the life that you actually wish to live. Once every part of your being becomes aligned in one direction, when all beliefs that you hold within yourself support your ideal life, then living a life of abundance and fulfillment and everything that you are looking for becomes effortless. It is inevitable. The only person that is holding you back is you yourself. And this is the internal battle that you are fighting. If you win within yourself, there is nothing outside that can stop you, and there is nothing outside that you cannot achieve. So the entire game is within you. And the process of conquering ourselves and achieving that clarity and that direction and transforming our swabhava at a deep level through a systematic process is what we call conscious creation. So, conscious creation is a framework and a process that we have developed within Advaita Conscious Society, where we help individuals work on their deepest level, that is their swabhava, through which everything transforms: their body, their mind, their emotions, their intellect, and we address the deep-seated choices that they have made. This is the key to transformation. All these superficial personal development and self-help teachings that you see across the world, especially from the West, like Law of Attraction, Manifestation, and so on, they only address reality from a surface level. They address reality at the level of body, mind, thoughts, emotions, sometimes belief systems. But Vedanta goes very, very deep. It talks about our deepest identity. And beyond that, it states we are consciousness. We are the infinite intelligence. Aham Brahmasmi, says the Upanishads, which means I am truly infinite. This swabhava also is just a mask that I'm wearing. And this swabhava has given rise to certain conscious and unconscious choices. And that God or that intelligence is simply respecting your choices. God is simply allowing you to live a reality based on the choices that you have made. because God is so gracious, God is so powerful, and God does not want to impose a reality on you. God respects your free will. God loves you so much that He allows you to experience a life of struggle and a life of poverty and a life of stress and anxiety, not because He wants that for you, but you have chosen it for yourself. Based on your karma and your own actions and your unconscious choices, you have chosen this reality. And that God or that infinite intelligence, you know, flows through this swabhava and gives rise to a reality for that swabhava or that identity to experience. God is simply respecting your choices. Whether those choices are conscious or unconscious, it does not matter. All you have to do is to understand this. God is not ignoring you. God is not holding itself back from answering your prayers. God is always there. God is eternal, omnipresent, and powerful. It is simply respecting your choices. Make different choices to live a different reality. It is as simple as that.